You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Rice Lake City Council is considering amending their budget to create two new positions. City officials say an assessment last year recommended that they hire a city planner and a finance account manager. The city planner position would oversee various projects to improve efficiency and keep them in line with the city's long-term goals. The finance account manager would handle things like budget preparations and financial reporting. The city council would need to reallocate some financial resources to pay for the new positions. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Superior on Monday for a roundtable discussion on increasing costs with local officials and community members. Community members raised concerns about things like food insecurity, while Governor Evers highlighted parts of his proposed budget that would seek to lower property taxes, eliminate sales taxes on everyday items, and cut taxes for the middle class. The budget process will be especially difficult this year, with Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calling the governor's proposal dead on arrival. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing a new office to oversee the Wisconsin Department of Corrections in his budget. $2 million of his proposed two-year budget would be used to create an 11-person ombudsperson's office. The office would be tasked with investigating complaints about the status of corrections facilities, as well as instances of abuse, unfair acts, or violations of rights. Prison reform activists have repeatedly called for such an office, but some Republican lawmakers have pushed back on its potential structure. The Duluth City Council has directed city administration to conduct a six-month evaluation on improving the skywalk. The council unanimously approved a resolution on Monday to authorize the study, which could result in the introduction of pilot projects, reinvestment, or potentially even reducing parts of the skywalk system. City officials have also expressed concerns over the safety of the skywalk and changes in economic trends since the COVID-19 pandemic. They hope the six-month timeline will allow them to make some changes before next winter. As a measles outbreak continues to grow in Texas, health officials are warning that Wisconsin kids have one of the worst measles vaccination rates in the country. According to the Department of Health Services, only about 85% of Wisconsin kindergartners have gotten both doses of the measles vaccine. That is the second lowest percentage in the country, with Alaska as the only state ranked lower. Bayfield County specifically saw one of the worst decreases in vaccination rates for two-year-olds, dropping 16% in 10 years. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting entries for the 2026 Wild Turkey, Pheasant, and Waterfowl Stamp Design Contest. According to a press release, the yearly contest gives residents a chance to showcase their work and promote wildlife conservation. Specific stamps are required by hunters to legally harvest animals during their hunting seasons, and proceeds from the sale of the stamps go towards species management projects across the state. Entries for the Stamp Design Contest must be submitted by August 1st. The criminal case against the New Auburn man accused of pointing a shotgun at his neighbors and law enforcement before ramming an armored vehicle with his truck will be going to trial. According to court documents, 60-year-old Joseph Pushek was arrested in October and charged with four felonies in Barron County Circuit Court. He was also charged with three misdemeanors, including one with a domestic abuse modifier. Pushek entered a not guilty plea in early December, but later amended the plea to not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. City of Ashland officials are looking for solutions with about 40 vacant homes in the area. Officials say a number of the houses have been vacant for years as owners struggle to sell them, with some ending up in a state of disrepair after long-term neglect. One suggestion would involve the city charging a $200 per year fee for vacant properties in an effort to encourage the property owners to put the homes on the market. City officials are also looking at ways to encourage those owners to use the vacant homes as rental properties. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning residents of a growing scam regarding fake online car dealers. According to a press release from the agency, the scammers are creating websites and claiming to be a Wisconsin dealership. The websites typically include stock images or pictures of real dealerships in the state, advertising vehicles that are listed below typical market value. Victims are then asked to purchase a vehicle by wire transfer, after which the scammers cut off all contact. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced legislation that would allow Americans to import prescription drugs from Canada. According to a press release, the goal of the bill is to lower the prices of those medications and increase access for consumers. They're also hoping the bill will create more competition in the pharmaceutical market, forcing companies to lower the prices of similar prescription drugs in America. The bill has some bipartisan support from Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Devontae Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Even bad reviews, word of mouth, and almost a 70% drop-off from its first weekend of release couldn't knock Captain America: Brave New World from number one at the box office. The film took in a little over $28 million at theaters this past weekend to remain atop the feature film leaderboard here in the U.S. The most recent Marvel film has now brought in $141 million domestically after a $100 million-plus opening last weekend. Big drop-offs for Marvel films are becoming a bit of a concern for Disney Studios. Ant-Man and Wasp, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Thor, Love and Thunder also saw big drop-offs from weeks 1 to 2. In the number 2 slot this past weekend was The Monkey, a gory thriller which pulled in a little over $14 million in its debut weekend. Another win for Neon Studios, which released the surprise hit Long Legs last year. Rounding out the top 5 were Paddington in Peru, which finished in 3rd place, Dogman was in 4th, and Heart Eyes finished in 5th place. Awards season is in the home stretch, with the Oscars less than a week away. The 2025 Screen Actors Guild Awards are in the books and could give us some hints for next week's Oscar broadcast. Timothée Chalamet and Demi Moore took home the awards for Best Male and Female Actor in a Leading Role in the Feature Film category. Conclave won the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actress went to Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez. Kieran Culkin won Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain. Outstanding Performance by a Lead Actor in a Limited Series went to Colin Farrell for his role in The Penguin, and Jessica Gunning won the same award for her role in Baby Reindeer. Switching to comedy, Jean Smart took home the Best Female Acting Award for Hacks, and Martin Short won in the same category for a male actor for Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders also won Best Ensemble in a Comedy. Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to Shogun. Not a huge surprise there. Here's a Pete pick if you're looking for something to watch on the small screen. The Gorge, starring Miles Teller and Anna Joy Taylor, is a thriller about two snipers standing watch over a mysterious foggy patch of land between two watchtowers. The two find out they might just be guarding the gates of hell and are not supposed to ask questions or even communicate with each other. They do, and fall in love. The film isn't perfect and drags during the romance scenes, but the concept is fun. Is it a great film? No, but it is a great Netflix movie. If you think for one second that being the son of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver will help you get roles in Hollywood, you are mistaken. At least according to the son of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. Patrick Schwarzenegger insists he did not get his role in season 3 of White Lotus because he's a Nepo baby, adding that people don't realize he took acting lessons for 10 years and put on plays in high school. Yeah, a lot of people do. Maybe Patrick Schwarzenegger is a great actor, but come on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. Rain likely tonight, lows around 35. Slight chance of rain on Wednesday, otherwise clouds in 43. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 31. Partly sunny on Thursday, highs near 41. Another chance of rain by Friday.
It's 30 at our studios.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.